It's only October, but here at Dove Valley for most of the week, it looked and felt like January. A fall blizzard parked on the Front Range and dropped more than a foot of snow on and around Denver. Head coach Josh McDaniels says regardless of how the team was forced to prepare for the Baltimore Ravens, the team had a physical week of practice and won't let the weather or the fact that the team's coming off of a bye week act as excuses.
Made it real clear that, you know, we weren't going to use that whole line of discussion at all. Baltimore has the same bye week we do, so it makes no difference. It's going to come down to who plays best on Sunday. We've had a good week of practice so far, and we'll be ready to go.
Standing between the Broncos and a 7-game winning streak is a Baltimore Ravens team trying to form a new winning streak of its own. They've lost their last three, but only by a total of 11 points. And when you think Baltimore, traditionally, you think defense. The group the Broncos say doesn't just try to take the ball away from you, but tries to take it from you and score.
I've only been able to play these guys one time in my career, and that was as a rookie. And that was, it's pretty much unfair if you're a rookie quarterback having to play this defense. So wasn't one of the moments that I look back to with pleasure my rookie year, but they're a great defense. They're fast. They get to the ball. They're intimidating. They're everything that you want in a defense. And like I said, we'll have our work cut out for us.
Ray Lewis has always been one of the best leaders in football, and on any team, I think he can run any defense. But then you got Ed Reed, the constant playmaker, and they got a lot of talent. I mean, you got to have talent to win, but you got guys out there really pushing to be perfect. I mean, you're going to get good results.
And, you know, he's just one of those guys that I call warriors, you know. Throughout the years, time and time again, you can count on them year in and year out to give everything, you know, to the last drop. And obviously I know him, and we talk quite a bit when we get a chance to. And, you know, it's always a mutual respect for one another because of that. I think because of just the way that we approach the game.
If the Ravens' defense hasn't found a way to score, the offense has. It's fifth in the league in scoring, and with running back Ray Rice, is the only unit in the NFL to have the same player lead his team in both rushing and receiving yards.
Quarterback is big and strong. He's athletic. He makes the big throws. The offensive lines play really well together, and they got a lot of explosive players, you know, the Ray Rice, McGahee, and the receivers and the tight end. So it's a great challenge for us this week, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of confidence in him, and for good reason, because he can throw the ball. He can make any throw. I mean, he's still young, but he's slinging the ball out there like, you know, he's a 10-year vet. So
when you have a quarterback that has the arm that young guy has, and you have the playmaking ability outside, and Mason, and a guy that doesn't get the respect that I think he deserves around the NFL as being, you know, a very, very, very good receiver, putting up numbers year after year, but he's always overlooked. Heap, another threat, and so it's then a young guy coming out of the backfield now that is doing some pretty big things right now. So when you have that potential, you don't have to just sit back and say we just have to manage the game for our defense and not let the quarterback not turn the ball over. Now you have the potential to put up points on the boards that allows your defense to be much more aggressive. So it doesn't surprise me.
I mean, I think we just got to go in there and play physical. They're on their home turf. And over the years, you know, they've been a physical team. They've intimidated a lot of people going to M&T Stadium. So we definitely got to go in with our mind right and ready to play a physical football game this weekend.
Hagan echoed what a lot of his teammates said this week. They expect Sunday's game to be very physical. And with linebacker fullback Spencer Larson back practicing this week with the Broncos, the team is now as healthy as it's been all season. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. More from Baltimore on Sunday. Yeah.